Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's 1:17. The Milwaukee Police Department has launched a redesigned website. It's aimed at improving transparency, access to services, and community engagement. I popped on the new website as soon as it was announced to check it out and basically to see if you at home would care about the changes. And I found a lot of information and some important tools that I think the public should know about. Sergeant Courtney Hill with the Milwaukee Police Department joins us live to highlight some of those. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So right on the front page, in fact, I've got it pulled up here. If you scroll down just a bit, there's a spot where people can file a police report online. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about that because most people think, okay, if I see a crime, I'm going to call the police department. But this is really handy. Doesn't mean you can report every crime online. So what types of crimes can you report on the website?
Yeah, there are typically crimes, you know, like a burglary. A garage burglary is exactly, to be exact, some thefts and, you know, some minor crimes where there isn't any information on the suspect or there's no video. So there is a criteria there, you know, where you can file this. Normally, I believe the price value is under $2,500. And, it's a whole process and it'll guide you there. And we did have that on our other website, but I know most of the stuff, you know, was kind of hidden in it. And it's just the way that it was set up. This website really does highlight some of these things that we do have available for the public.
It's so true. This specific one, it's right on the website now. You see it. It's apparent for people. I think people who didn't realize where it was hidden before are going to notice it. What happens behind the scenes if I go online and report that I just saw? I guess I couldn't do a car getting stolen because that would be over the price value that you just gave. But if I saw a crime that I'm able to report online, like what is the next step behind the scenes? Who's actually monitoring those and going through them? And can you get a report taken care of as quickly as if somebody just calls?
Yeah, no. So this does not replace 911. This is just for someone that needs a file, a police report, and needs a police report for some of these things that are eligible for this online reporting. So you would just be guided into entering all the data that, you know, and the information into this form per se that pops up, online form, and then it would be submitted. And if you know, there's someone in our records division that monitors and reviews all these reports. If it's something that, you know, that's missing, they'll send it back to you or they'll tell you, no, you can't report this online. You're going to have to call or go into a station so that someone does review all of these.
But could this help even non-tangentially with speed of response? Because you mentioned garage break-ins as an example of something that you could use this for. I had a garage break-in happen to me. Actually, it was during my wedding while I was out of town. Someone broke into my garage and stole my bicycle. And I remember thinking at the time, okay, I'm going to go through the steps, but I am already anticipating this could take a while to get a response. So will this help even just a little bit in that regard?
It would help because, you know, the goal, ultimate goal is to not have to respond to some of these calls, right? Which then, you know, in hindsight, it should open up for officers to respond to other calls that might have a higher priority or have other information that we have to gather, like video, for example. You know, if your garage burglary had video, you wouldn't be able to report it online. An officer would have to come so they can collect that evidence, right? Mm-hmm. So there's certain things with it, but yes, in hindsight, it should help speed up the process for other things and for some of those things that you might be waiting for then because they are a lower priority, right? It's not a crime in progress. You can get your police report filed and you can start doing what you have to do to, unfortunately, you know, move on from the situation and see how you can see what you can recover.
The new website introduces an interactive district map, and I was checking that out. I really like this because I think it's important that people understand a little bit more about their neighborhoods, where they live, right? And it has a little history that goes along with it, too. More information than I was expecting, I guess, to see on the police department's website. Why do you think this interactive district map is important on this newly redesigned website for the MPD?
Well, for me, one of the best features that I have, and I know this is an upgrade because our original website actually had this too, but not as nice.
It was totally different. This is interactive.
It only showed you the district boundaries, right? But I think it's still important because you get a lot of residents in our community that don't know what district they belong to. And, you know, this can help them. And like you said, it's got a little history thing. It really pops up. And when you hover over like an address, it shows you what district it is. And the other one, you had to like zoom out to see what district you're in. And so it's really, I really like that feature. I could tell you when I have some of your colleagues from all over and they reach out to me about knowing something that asking about something that's not in our city, I always refer them to that.
Oh, that's not in the city. I thought you were going to say they don't know. You know, I mean, Milwaukee's a big city, so we've got all the different districts. I can understand, especially somebody new coming to town who doesn't know all the districts, but oops, not Milwaukee.
But I always refer them to that map. But it's a helpful tool, right? And it helps me because I don't get an extra inquiry of something that's not in my city, you know, because there are little cities that interact, you know, intertwine with us, especially on the boundaries.
How big of a lift is it to completely overhaul a website? Because I know I've seen, not in Milwaukee necessarily, but other municipalities where their main website looks like it's a relic of the Space Jam era in some cases. And so I know that there's a team working on this. How big of a lift was it to get this very objectively sleek looking website going?
Well, you know, I will say that, first of all, I want to thank the Phoenix investors, Frank Camvillo and the Phoenix investors that provided funding for this website. They helped us and we got connected with an agency that helped us create this website. I could tell you that I worked hand in hand with them, but you know, it was their creativeness that really put this together. And also we had to work with the city ITMD to ensure that it met the guidelines, you know, and it was compliant with all the things that a website for the government has to be. So it was a long process. You were working on it for quite a while. And then, you know, sometimes some of the information gets stale, especially, you know, we were talking about promotions. People get promoted, retire, or reassign. And then we have to switch up our org chart.
By the way, if you want to check this out yourself, you can go to the website. It's mkepolice.com. Or if you just want to Google Milwaukee Police Department, you'll see it. You'll see it pop up there right now. I feel like when something like this happens and there's a lot of effort put into something like a new website or a different resource, people are like, who paid for that? Did taxpayers pay for that? In this case, the answer is no, correct?
That's correct. In this case, we had, you know, the Phoenix investors, they fully funded this website for us.
Do you guys, I'm curious, because there's so much information on here and you can go through and you can look at, I mean, there's a spot for engagement, education, recruitment. You can also go and look at stats. There are a ton of statistics on here. You have annual reports, 6-month reports. There's a lot of data. Are you guys using artificial intelligence over at the police station at all? Maybe with the website or in other areas?
No, we're not using it on the website. I think that's something we're still exploring, but we don't currently have anything that I'm aware of that has AI.
Well, it's interesting. As soon as you do, let us know because we want to chat about that because I feel like every field these days is starting to use, even here, we're starting to use AI mm-hmm. in a big way, and I think it is changing things. Sergeant Cornejo, we appreciate your time. As always, it is a slick looking new website, and it's packed with information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.